You're listening to Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentiss, sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. We're told that the history of roller derby dates back to the late 18th century, when people used a new invention called the roller skate to embark on multi-day endurance races. Fast forward to the 1930s, and the races became a full contact sport. When the first roller derby was televised in 1948, the country went crazy for the flying elbows, double-team takedowns, and the dramas that unfolded around the teams and the rollers. After being a bit crowded out of TV broadcasts by big-dollar sports, roller derby saw a resurgence in the early 2000s. Boiseans can see rollers with names like 50 Caliber Kelly and Ruth Skater Ginsburg with the Treasure Valley Roller Derby. They'll be rolling tomorrow at Expo Idaho. And joining us in studio are Treasure Valley Roller Girls Ashton Corbett, also known as Luna Shovegood, and Becky Alvarado, a.k.a. Rough Estimate. Hello.
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 Wow. Can I ask, okay, what puts the food out? What do you do when you're not roller skating?
I work for Boise State University.
Like what type of job?
I'm in the human resources department. I do recruiting for them. Okay. I'm talent acquisition.
Okay, Becky, what do you do for a living?
I'm an actuary, so I do math and finance for insurance.
Wow. Okay. So I guess everyone's story is different, but help me out with this. When did you first see someone doing this, and when did the light go off in your brain to say, yeah, I think I'd like to do this?
I was walking down the street one day, and a girl skated past me, turned around and skated back, and asked me if I had ever thought about playing roller derby.
Just like that?
Yeah, but this was the second time that that had happened. And I was in Coeur d'Alene, and I thought, that is very strange. I've never heard of this. And now two times people have asked me if I've thought about playing. So I went and checked out the local league, the Snake Pit Derby Dames in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, the Snake Pit Derby Dames?
Yeah.
That's worth repeating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go Snakes.
Okay.
So I watched a practice. I saw what they were doing. I did not understand it, but I wanted to be a part of it. So I joined the league there. I've been playing for 6 years.
Wow. Is that what you call playing?
Playing.
Okay.
Skating for a certain team.
Nudging. Elbowing.
Yeah.
Falling.
Elbows aren't allowed.
Elbows are not allowed anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
To keep our faces
really
work
as lovely
ready.
As they are. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Becky, what's your story?
I grew up artistic roller skating.
Artistic roller skating?
Yes.
Yeah, like figure skating.
Yeah, like the jumps and spins.
Yeah.
I was looking at a way to get active again. And
how long ago was this?
The artistic skating was really young.
Yeah.
But about 4 years ago, right after I moved to the Treasure Valley, and I took a really nasty fall at the roller drome.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy walks by and hands me an article about roller derby and tells me he thinks I should play.
After you took a nasty fall?
Yes. Well, I had to get up and be tough because my son was there with me. He's 8.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him to be afraid of skating. And so I got up, I skated a couple laps, and then I promptly went and sat down for the next 3 weeks.
But you joined.
I did.
And how long ago was this?
3.5 years ago.
And how long have you been doing this, Ashton?
It was 6 years in January.
And so do you recruit the way people recruited you? Hey, did you ever think of ... Right? How do you recruit?
We are always recruiting.
Yeah.
I can't stop. I meet a new person, and they even show the slightest bit of interest
in
roller
derby. You meet them at your event or on the street or what?
Work, home, Jiffy Lube. Wherever you are.
How specific?
If you want to play roller derby, I will find you.
Okay. Yeah. Do you recruit? I'm guessing you're always recruiting.
Yeah, we are definitely always recruiting. I actually was the fresh meet coach last season.
I'm sorry. The what?
So we call our new skater program the fresh meet training program.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime we see anybody that is interested or, you know, I take my son skating sometimes. And so if we see somebody that's hey, where'd you learn how to skate? Definitely sharing.
Okay, we are talking with Ashton Corbett and Becky Alvarado from Treasure Valley Roller Derby. We'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us on Twitter. We are at KBSX915 or on Facebook. And, of course, that's Boise State Public Radio. So this is not a free-for-all. So no elbows.
No.
So give me just a real quick 101 on what is or isn't allowed.
So the rules of roller derby have morphed over the years to make it a more legitimate sport. Mm-hmm. So we have played where ESPN has televised our games.
Right.
So the rules of roller derby now are most similar to hockey, where you might be playing offense and defense at the same time. Mm-hmm. There's no implement that we use for scoring. The body of our jammer, the point scorer, they would wear a star cover on their helmet. If you've seen any gameplay, that person herself scores the points, and it's based on hips of the opponents that she passes.
So you gain points by passing your opponents.
Yes.
You pass your opponent, and again, no elbows, but it's not easy to do this.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's still full contact.
Okay.
We wear helmets, mouth guards, wrist, elbow, knees. We got to have a lot of padding because it is still pretty violent.
Yeah.
Without the elbows.
Okay. So do you practice? How often do you practice?
We practice generally 2 times a week for normal skill type practice. And then we also have a scrimmage once a week where we go and we actually practice in gameplay.
And where do you do this?
We have a facility in Meridian. Mm-hmm. That's an old chicken barn that we practice in. And then
can someone watch you?
Well, at our alternative location, so when the weather's nice, we practice up at the Eagle Sports Complex.
Okay.
They actually have a roller derby track painted on the asphalt along with their hockey track.
What's the age limit?
So our league is 18 plus. Mm-hmm. Our insurance requires that.
Okay.
But anyone, we have people up to their upper 40s, and there's even a league and a pickup league in the Northwest that is all skaters over 40. So there's definitely
hello. Wow.
There is definitely
talking about insurance. Yeah. So how many on the team and how many on the track at any given time?
There are 5 skaters on the track.
And how many are on your team?
Well, so there's 10 skaters on the track, 5 from each team.
Right, okay.
One person's wearing the star, and then the other 4 are blockers.
But how many people are on your...
Within the league,
members?
We have about 25 league members, and at any given point in time, we usually have 10 to 20 fresh meat.
So might a skater then go from one team to another team within that league, or are they usually with... one particular team?
So within our league, we have 2 travel teams and mm-hmm. 3 home teams.
So where do you travel to?
We travel all over the country, depending mm-hmm. on our competitive level
on
of the
dime,
year.
Your own?
We do fundraising. So we are always looking for sponsors if you're interested in sponsoring us.
Cool.
Our league has been to Division II championships several times in mm-hmm. our history.
That's great.
The last one we went and played in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We played a team from Seattle and a team from Ohio.
But you've got to carve out time from work, or this is all your vacation time or your personal time?
Yeah, it's all taken care of on the individual level. We do have some contributors. We did fundraising, like she said, silent mm-hmm. auctions and things. Our bouts, our gameplay is a big source of fundraising for us as well. So if people come to the bouts and watch, we take some of that money and we pay for skater hotel rooms and things of that nature.
How do you raise funds?
Silent auction. We just did a shot night at Jumpin' Janet's where we...
Of course you did.
...slang some drinks.
Yeah.
Janet, she is a huge roller derby fan and our after party sponsor. So she gives us some cool opportunities.
Okay, so tell me about this event. Now you're at Expo Idaho? Yep.
Yep.
Tomorrow? Saturday?
Yep. Doors at 5, whistle at 6.
Whistle at 6.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We are playing the girls from Caldwell, Beat City. So it's a local hometown showdown.
That's right. The Beat City, and then the other teams are what?
The other two teams are two of our home teams.
Yeah.
So those are the Sawtooth Sirens and the Freak Alley Fugitives.
The Freaks.
go Sirens. So Luna, wow. Shovegood, and I will be meeting it up on the track.
Wow.
I'm sure we'll exchange some contact.
Yeah. Friends today and enemies tomorrow.
Hello. Really? No. But this has to be great exercise, right? Great.
It is.
Conditioning.
It is. It's great. That was actually one of the big reasons I joined up, is because I was looking for a way to be active.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And can I also imagine that, obviously, anyone can walk up to you and get an autograph or a picture, but I'm just thinking of young ladies and girls.
Yeah.
We're thinking, this rocks.
That is probably one of my favorite parts of the bout. The girls, they're young. They get their grandma's hand, and they bring up the brochure and ask us to sign it, ask us to sign their helmets.
So cool.
We also have some really great male and female refs that help us out. Lemon harangue pie and nine millimeter rampage. They're pretty awesome out there, helping keep us honest.
Okay, yeah. She's Becky Alvarado, but really, it's Rough Estimate.
Yes,
right?
I am.
And she's Ashton Corbett, but it's really Luna Shovegood.
You know it.
Ladies, both with Treasure Valley Roller Derby, best of luck tomorrow and
Thank
all
you. Thank you.
Your days going forward. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No.
No.
Okay.